It seems a lot of people are trying awfully hard these days to lead what they want to refer to as useful and exciting lives, climbing the corporate ladder, running up and down interstate highways, flying across the country. They also place themselves under the control of that technological god, the smartphone, sending text messages, surfing the internet, tweeting, all to become a success. I have come to the conclusion there has been a sort of Pavlovian reflex conditioned into the minds of Americans. The old phrase, idle hands are the devil's workshop, has been taken entirely too seriously, and our society has become entirely too busy. So many of us feel we have to be plugged in 24/7, working painfully hard to accomplish something. Accomplishments are not nearly as important to me as they were a few years ago, and I'm shamelessly wasting a lot of time these days. Now that I'm well into my 80s, I'm enjoying discovering places not far from where I live where I can waste time, if only for a few minutes, just for the pure enjoyment of it. I discovered one of those fast-disappearing spots recently over in Davie County. It was a country road, miraculously still unpaved. I pulled over to the side of the road, and for a few minutes I was able to take control of my thoughts and listen to the sounds of the birds and the wind and an array of unseen insects whom I suspect felt that they were arriving too soon, because it was one of those sunny days when spring seemed to be trying awfully hard to release winter's grip on us. The scenery created a pleasant, how-can-anything-go-wrong kind of mood. A broad expanse of open field showed signs of many years of lying fallow. In the distance, about a three-iron shot from where I was standing, there loomed an untouched forest, the trees standing like silent sentries guarding the field. To the right stood an old barn with a rusty tin roof, decaying timbers and sagging boards crumbling under the stress of many harvests, and sadly surrendering itself to the relentless elements and the implacable hammering of time. Leading up to the barn was an old barbed wire fence, the posts leaning toward the winter of their intent, and the rusty wire sagging, useless, ignored. This scene established in me a feeling of serenity, giving me a clear perspective on my own life, reflecting on what was and what can be. And then it happened. All of a sudden, that friendly, soul-cleansing wind of which I was enjoying the company carried the snort of what I suppose is a useful 18-wheeler barreling down the highway just a few miles from where I was enjoying my quiet place. I felt betrayed. I waited for a moment and let the echo of its engine fade to silence, complete silence. The way it was intended to be, at least once in a while.